This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here. Get ready for the weekend. Want to talk about arts and Umpqua Valley Arts. Sandy McGee and Sarah Holperl, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
We're happy to be here.
So, holidays coming up. We can now officially use the H word because it is December. So, you guys are kind of busy over there.
We are. We have so much going on for the holidays this year, and we couldn't be more excited to have our doors open, have the community coming in to visit with us, shop with us, take classes with us. We are happy to have the holidays, the H word, alive and well in our building and outside in our building. I don't know if you noticed this, Kyle, but our UVA outside is lit with Christmas lights.
No. When did that happen?
Actually, just a couple days ago, we lit up the UVA that's right in front of the building, so people, when they drive by, they can share in the joy and the holiday spirit that UVA is sort of putting out there this year. We've got a lot going on, Kyle.
So is the light? Are the lights up around the clock, or is that like timed into when it's light and dark and all that?
You know, it's basically just a plug that goes into the wall, and it's the UVA. You can see when you drive by on Harvard that we have these large letters that are out there. We have a volunteer. His name is Steve Campbell. He's a master woodworker, and he made these beautiful, this art installation, these beautiful letters. And so what Sarah is talking about is we strung some lights on those just the other night and plugged them in, and it's just wonderful. It's beautiful to look at as you drive by.
All right, we'll have to check that out later today. So let's talk some specifics about some of the activities that are going on for the holiday season.
Our biggest activity, so to speak, Kyle, is our handmade holiday extended gift gallery. And I'll let Sandy talk a lot about what to expect when you come to the shop. We had a very successful Shop Small event last Saturday. We had tons of happy shoppers, and it's just so great to see so many community members supporting local, shopping local, supporting local small businesses, and at UVA specifically, supporting local artists. It's so important, and we are just so thrilled to once again have our handmade holiday up for everyone to enjoy. It's a great place to shop. So, Sandy, what can people expect there?
You know, when you come into the Art Center right now, Kyle, you can go to two different locations. Right when you walk in is our regular annual gift shop, which has all new stuff in it. We have about 50 participating artists this year. We have a ton of ceramics. We have jewelry. We have fibers. We have beautifully handwoven shawls, dish towels, ceramic mugs, bowls, platters, beautiful holiday cards. Everything, Kyle, is handmade. Come and share the holiday spirit with us. The artists certainly have in making these beautiful, beautiful handmade items to share with our community. And just like Sarah said, sharing the love is about really shopping local and keeping your dollars in our community and supporting our artists and our local nonprofit arts organization. Our doors are open. We're free and open to the public to come in and shop with us and also see the member show that's up right now. There's a lot of love in the Art Center right now, and we've got lots of folks who are helping out. We've got volunteers this year that have helped put up the shop because it's in two different locations. It's extended this year into our student gallery. We've had Julie Anderson Bailey come in and help us out, Judy Danielson. We've got some just wonderful volunteers that stick with us year round to make sure that we are bringing arts and culture to our community.
So what kinds of things, when we talk art, just how broad, how diverse is all this that's available for sale?
Oh, gosh, Kyle. So what I just mentioned to you, we have ceramics, we have jewelry, we have metalwork, we have glass-blown items by Lowell Duell, local artist out in Glide. We've got paintings, we have prints, we have all kinds of just anything you might think of that an artist would make with their own two hands as special gifts for people. We've got it at the Art Center. Ted Isto is a local potter. He is very popular. He's been here for about 30 years teaching at the Art Center and teaching at UCC. And he has some beautiful items at the gift shop, as well as Lori Morris, who's another potter and a member of the Art Center. And she has beautiful handmade mugs, bowls, platters, all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, Kyle, in terms of diversity of items, I think we have something for everybody, huh, Sarah?
I agree with Sandy. And one of the best things about shopping local, shopping at UVA's gift shop and extended handmade holiday shop, is that you will find handmade, one-of-a-kind, unique items for absolutely everybody on your list. And I think that's something that that we're finding is more and more important, is to really support what's being done in your community. And when gifting, I think you're looking for something really unique, and that's what you'll find at Handmade Holiday.
Now, let's talk about the current exhibit. What's there if people haven't gotten to see it yet?
Oh, well, right now, Kyle, again, on what Sarah just said about really thinking about how special our community is, the show that's up right now is our annual member show. And we have artwork. We have almost 100 pieces in there from artist members. We have a very strong artist community here, Kyle, in Douglas County. And we're just very proud to show the work of all of these artists. Now, every year we have this show, and each artist member puts one piece in the show. And again, you're going to see a lot of different styles of art. You're going to see a lot of abstract art. You'll see modern art. You'll see sculpture, ceramics, all kinds of different things that will surprise you. And also, you will see the work and the studio practice, be a witness to the studio practice of artists in our community who are probably your neighbors or family or friends. And so that's what's beautiful about the Art Center right now. It's just full of that spirit of joy and our community, full of the spirit of our community.
I know when I went in and took a look at it a few weeks ago, there was one of the artists that was in there and had mentioned that for them it was the first time they'd ever had art in a gallery in a show.
Absolutely, Kyle. We have emerging artists that are doing this for the very first time. You know, we even have a staff member who put a work in the show who's a great artist. And it was the first time that this person had put a work in the show. And it's been an amazing and beautiful process seeing people come in and enjoy that work and to give confidence to people who are new at this. And so that's what you do when you come to the Art Center. You sort of join in the experience and the strength and the care of our artist community. And so it's really been a beautiful process, Kyle. And then we have work from people that have been making work in our community that are well known, like Paul Zagers. He's got a piece in the show. And you know, new people and people, everybody in between. We have some student members that have work up in the show, very young artists in our community, and we like to show our support.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:48. Lars Larson coming at 1. Don't forget the Oregon Duck Pac-12 Championship game pregame at 3 this afternoon on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Sarah Holborough, Sandy McGee from Umpqua Valley Arts here with us this afternoon. And you talked about the sign a little bit ago out in front of the building. There's that giant 50 out there. Talk about what it's like here being in this 50th year of the facility.
It is such an exciting time at Umpqua Valley Arts. It's really a moment that we are all celebrating together, celebrating as an organization, celebrating as a community, celebrating with our members, our volunteers, anyone that has been a part of creating this organization that has withstood the time, mm-hmm. and we are still thriving and looking forward to our next 50 years. So it's really an exciting moment, and we are thrilled to be celebrating all year long. It's been an exciting time for us, and we're really looking forward to another 50 years serving the community.
And it's rather unusual to have a nonprofit arts organization, I mean, still going after 50 years. A lot of things in the arts and nonprofits come and go or get reshaped or become part of other organizations and all that. Yet there you are.
It really is. And especially after the pandemic, Kyle, a lot of rural nonprofit organizations, arts and culture organizations, much like Umpqua Valley Arts, just couldn't survive the pandemic. And we're able to survive because we have such a resilient and supportive community that really has stood behind us. And we were able to not only survive, but really thrive in this time and transform a lot of our operations to still continue to serve the community. And that is something that I know our entire staff is incredibly proud of. We did a lot of really new things during the past 2 years that I'm sure we never anticipated we would do, but they will continue to serve our organization moving forward. And like I said, we just owe it all to this community that really, when I think of Roseburg, when I think of Douglas County, we're resilient, we're supportive, we care about one another, we care about the community, we care about what kinds of things we keep and support in our community. And that's one of the things that makes it so special, is that we really are supportive of other nonprofits and groups, and we're resilient.
So when you look at 50 years and you look forward, I mean, the next major number is 100.
It is, and we can't wait to still be here in another 50 years. And that's one of the reasons we are having a campaign currently called 50 to 100. And I'm not sure if you know much about that, Kyle, but I would love to fill you in.
Tell us about it.
So we were approached by a longtime supporter of ours who said that in honor of the work that we've done over the past 50 years, they are so inspired that they wanted to gift us with $50,000 with a caveat. They wanted us to raise $50,000 with them. So they generously offered to match dollar for dollar any donation made to UVA up to $50,000 in honor of our 50th anniversary. And we are so incredibly grateful, and we're right in the middle of this campaign, Kyle, and it is going incredible. We're so touched by the generosity of this community, and we are very confident that by the end of the year, we will meet our goal. So if there is a donation of $10 or $50 or $10,000, every dollar will be matched up to $50,000, and makes a huge impact at our organization.
So how do people do that? Where do they go?
The opportunities to support this campaign, you can mail in a donation by check. All of the information, though, is on our website. You can go to uvarts.com. It's right there on our homepage. There's so much incredible information on our website about our organization, about the work we do, about our current programming, our current exhibits, our upcoming workshops. It's really a great tool to learn more about the organization, about where we've been the past 50 years and where we're going. So we hope everybody takes a moment to just learn a little bit more about our arts and culture organization and what we are doing for the community.
So where do you think the next 50 years is going to take you?
Kyle, that's a great question. You know, every step that we take right now, I think as a staff and as dedicated volunteers, our board included, are looking at the next 50 years. That everything that we do right now, every step we take, every dollar we raise is going toward that legacy and continuing to build forward what it is that we will be doing in the next 50 years. And I can guarantee you, Kyle, that we will be serving our community for another 50 years with love, with joy, with arts, with culture, with programs, and for the Art Center to continue to be a physical space for people to come, a safe place for people to come and enjoy, enjoy life and have creative experiences. So I can say for sure that I may not be able to tell you the exact program we will be doing 50 years from now. And part of that is because what we learned during COVID was that as times change, the Art Center's programs and staff and the way that we operate will change with those times. We are capable of flexing and moving with any change that we need to make to continue to serve our community. And I can guarantee you, Kyle, we will be serving quality programming through this arts and culture organization for another 50 years and beyond.
We think about how many technological changes have changed so many areas of life, especially in the last couple of years, and that affects the arts and how you can do them as well.
Absolutely. From administering the programs to running, you know, creating the programs, the ideation that goes behind that, we really rely on our volunteers and our community to come and feed into those ideas. So we're looking for, always looking for volunteers, for youth volunteers, for, you know, anybody in our community with some expertise that can come through. The Art Center can be a place for you to express your ideas. And so those are the things that are going to change as time goes on. And we're excited about that. We cannot wait to bring the future to our community.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What else do you want to cover?
You know, Kyle, we keep talking about programming, and what we mean by this is we're constantly looking at programming for our local youth. Every year, 18,000 hands-on experiences are delivered to our local youth. These essential experiences are really creating the future leaders of our community. We are essential in hosting the annual Summer Arts Festival. This brings over 10,000 people to Douglas County every summer. It's an annual tradition. We also, our building is open to the community free of charge. All of our exhibition programming is free of charge to this community. That's a lot of the programming that we do and something that we are excited to provide for another 50 years.
All right, and as we go out again, give people your website address, especially if they want to get involved in this 50-100 campaign.
uvarts.com/50-100, or call us anytime, 541-672-2532. Kyle, thank you for always being so supportive.
And what hours are you guys open for people to come in?
Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, Sarah Holborough, Sandy McGee, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Thank you.
1257, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.